We are learning this morning about the new leader of ISIS, named just days after that U.S.-led raid that killed the founder of the terrorist group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is right here in studio with more on this story. What's happening?
Well, we're hearing two different statements, one from the president and another from the State Department. A day after ISIS named a new leader in an audio message after the compound raid that led to the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the president tweeted, "ISIS has a new leader. We know exactly who he is." That may very well be the case, but the top counterterrorism official at the State Department says the U.S. is still looking into it, adding they will dismantle the group regardless of who its leadership cadre is. That counterterrorism official Nathan Sales, he says they're looking into the organization and where al-Baghdadi's successor came from. Sales did not name him, but says they want to make sure they have the very latest information to confront any threat, acknowledging that ISIS is a top national security priority and that the U.S. will continue to put pressure on ISIS by way of law enforcement, militarily and financially, adding that the residual U.S. force presence in Syria will be used to deny ISIS access to fuel terrorism. So something we're continuing to watch, and he says they'll continue to put pressure on ISIS in that region.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie Ramos, for us.